the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of all evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
And so we're very happy to welcome Colin Mumford now to come and speak to us about our walk with God. We want to invite you to do a time of reflection after Colin has spoken, to put in the chat anything that you would like to share, a sentence, a word that the Lord has been speaking to you about our walk with God. And Christine's going to coordinate those comments in the church. But for now, we're going to listen to Colin. Thank you very much.
Well, good morning. Good morning. I need to stand central in the camera. I need to make sure I speak into the microphone. So if I don't do that, wave frantically. If you can't hear me in church, again, wave frantically. It's good to be here as part of our joint New Malden community. Thank you to Philip and Joy for introducing our theme this morning, Called to Walk. Called to Walk. I'm actually very glad that our title this morning is not called to run. Those who know me will know that I'm not much of a runner, but I certainly enjoy a walk, and I was encouraged that walking is still an Olympic sport. Paul used the analogy of a race in his epistles, and I'd like to open this morning with Paul's simple but important encouragement for all of us. Keep going. Keep going. Keep on going, going on. Don't let anything or anyone divert us from understanding and knowing the peace that we have in the Lord Jesus because of his death and his resurrection for us. Throw off everything that hinders and the sin that entangles, and let us run, or in my case, walk. And as we walk, three things for us this morning. Let's know our equipment, let's know our pathway, let's know our partner. Know our equipment. So I thought, well, what footwear can I bring as a prop this morning? So I thought my slippers, very nice and cozy, but I couldn't actually find a Bible analogy suitable for wearing slippers. Then I thought, I'll bring a pair of Wellington boots. Well, yeah, that, you can make a story out of those. Jesus may well take us into messy situations where Wellington boots will suit. But I don't want to walk far in those. You flop about all over the place. A pair of running shoes. Paul talks about racing. But as I said, I'm not a runner. I don't have running shoes. So, my picture this morning, the trusty walking boots. These boots are strong. They keep my ankles from turning over. They help me to not to slip. They protect my feet from rocky ground. In a couple of weeks, we're looking forward to going to the lakes. And there I will need these boots to enable me to walk over rocks without puncturing my feet or hopefully stubbing my toes. The armor of God, referred to and read to us by Jill, is described as the armor God supplies us. Feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Paul has in mind those soldiers he can see with boots, with firm ankle support and hobnail soles that enable the wearer to stand firm. Paul wrote, "Stand firm then with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." The psalmist's assurance was this: "My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip." Before we can walk, we have to stand. This is metaphorical. Everyone stands metaphorically. But physically, at home or in church, can I just invite us to stand now, if you're physically able, just for a moment to stand. We stand firm, not in who we are, but in the knowledge that God is our maker, and we have peace with him, provided by the Lord Jesus. Thank you, please sit down again. The psalmist knew his feet were secure. I don't know your pathways. They may have included rocky periods. My own experience from time to time has been a walk with anxiety. But my testimony is that God has kept me going. I was given that verse, "God will not let your foot slip." And God has honored that. When I bought a car, the salesman promised power in its engine. Now, I don't understand all that, and you certainly don't want a physics lesson from me this morning. We don't need to understand God's power either, simply to know that it is there. When tough times come, slippers will be no good. The boots and the strength they represent, given to us by God, are our God-provided equipment. Know our equipment, know our pathway. Let's look for God's guidance. He's the one, like the cartographer sees things from above. He's the one as the guide who's been there before. Three verses for us, familiar verses, I'm sure. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." It's a reference to straight paths, not necessarily even paths. Micah 6, verse 8. "What does the Lord require of us? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Galatians 5, 25. "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." In deciding our pathways, let's apply the principles of trust, humility, gentleness, faithfulness, peace, and love as tests as we decide which way to turn. Will that pathway ahead of me enable me to maintain faithfulness to God? Will it put me, take me somewhere where I can be more fruitful? Is it somewhere where I am confident of walking in step with the Spirit? Know our equipment, know our pathway, know our partner. There is beauty in partnership, and I'm sure we can remember opportunities when we've had opportunities to walk with friends, time to get to know each other and to talk together. God's desire has always been to walk with his people, and Philip and Joy referred to that earlier this morning. Right at the start in Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, what's God doing? He's walking and he's calling out to man, "Where are you?" Leviticus 26, 11 to 13, God says, "I will put my dwelling place among you and will not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt so that you would no longer be slaves to the Egyptians. I broke the bars of your yoke and enabled you to walk with heads held high." Let's again just pause and take a moment this morning and physically lift our heads. Our status as God's children enables us to do just that. Back to Micah 6, verse 8 that we've read already. What does the Lord require of us? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. The pronoun is with. What a privilege. I'm sure many of us have been enjoying the Olympics, and there have been many comments that the athletes have missed the roar of the crowd to spur them on. We have much more than a supporting crowd. We're not merely just cheered on from the sidelines. We have God with us, right alongside us as our partner, right within us. And I believe he would say to us today, let's keep going. Let's keep on going, going on. We are equipped with strong boots to enable us to stand secure in the knowledge that God's strength and power is in us. We're invited to a walk that is in step with God's Spirit, and we're called to walk in partnership with God, with heads held high. Picture with me the poem Footprints in the Sand. I'm sure many of you may know it. Just recount the story in your mind. The child having a picture of two sets of footprints across the sand, representing a father walking with a child. And then the child noticing that in certain places there is only one set of footprints, and those intervals coinciding with different difficult periods in the child's life. And we recount the father saying, "My child, that is when I carried you." It's a lovely picture, but I've actually abbreviated it. The words in the poem actually say this: "My precious, precious child, I love you and I would never, never leave you." We have sturdy footwear, we walk an exciting path, and we are privileged to walk with God. I mentioned at the start that I don't own a pair of running shoes. God owns the running shoes. The God who we've been celebrating this morning runs towards us. While the prodigal was still far off, the father, filled with compassion, ran towards him. God has the running shoes. His goodness runs after us. We're going to celebrate God's goodness in this song. God's goodness runs after us. Thank you.